Everything strange, everything wild. Once a week, go a little night. Join us on Sci-Fi and Squee. Enjoy 94.9.
Well, welcome to Sci-Fi and Squeam. I have on the phone line here, all the way from Canada, Maurizio Guarani.
Cool.
And it's wonderful to speak to you. You are the keyboardist and multi-instrumentalist and composer in the very famous and iconic prog rock band Goblin.
Yep, I am. Part of Goblin, yeah.
Yeah, and the wonderful thing is you guys will be playing here down under in Melbourne July the 14th at the Billboard here in Melbourne, which is fantastic on that Sunday of all things, so that's great. We look forward to having you playing here.
Yeah, and we look forward to play there.
Yeah, of course. Now, will that be the first time you've come out to Australia?
No, that will be it's the second time. Last year we came to Australia.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
In Melbourne, and we played at the Town Hall. And we screened at Suspiria at Acme.
Acme, that's right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, a little bit...
Second time in a row, 2 years after never been there, now we are coming twice.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
Great.
So close together, it only seems like a couple of months ago that you guys were here playing, like you said, at the Town Hall in Melbourne and the Acme Cinema with Suspiria.
Mm-hmm.
But time moves quickly, and I'm glad you're coming back, and this is a very special event. Will it be just one show in Melbourne?
In Melbourne, yes, just one show.
Just the one. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now, Maurizio, you're born in Rome. Obviously, you're an Italian, and you're a self-taught keyboardist, from all things a musician. Look, you've been doing amazing work for some time, and one of the original founders of Goblin since 1975. Did you ever think...
Yeah, actually, I'm not exactly the original founder, but mm-hmm. I'm there since the first year, because the real founder are Claudio and Massimo.
Yes.
I joined the Goblin in summer 1975,
okay.
So I may be considered one of the the old ones.
Oh, right, yeah. One of the originals, in any case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did you ever, for, I guess you get this question all the time, but did you ever think for 1 minute that this would be happening today, so many, you know, decades later?
Absolutely not. First of all, that time we had no computers, no internet, nothing. So thinking of something like that, it would be impossible, because things were so short. Maybe a movie or a song going for 10 years was already a lot of time in that period. But when you do something in studio and record, you never think that, okay, in 40 years people will be still listening to this thing. No way.
Yeah.
It was something like, okay, let's do the movie, that's it, it's finished.
Yeah. I mean, some of the great films are, of course... you weren't involved with Deep Red, but pretty much some of the big ones after that, including Suspiria.
Yeah, exactly. And after finishing Deep Red, that was a blast. We went immediately on top of the chart, and so there was a need to put together a band just to start playing live, but that's why I joined in then.
Ah, okay. Oh, I see.
And we did immediately after that Roller, that is not with a movie. Mm. And then, we worked on Suspiria.
Right. Now, were you involved with the score of the movie Patrick?
Yeah.
because, of course, that has a resonance with Australian listeners and audiences, because it is an Australian horror film as such. And how did that work out?
Okay, people are asking me, of course, this, but if you think about, that was, I think we are talking about 1978 or 79.
Yeah,
35 or 36 year old at that time. I went to the daily agenda, how do you call, and so studio Patrick recording and blah blah blah. But to tell you the truth, I don't remember much or almost nothing about it, because keep in mind we were we were working a lot in studio, so maybe after that session there was another session in another studio for another record. So going back now and seeing that we did this stuff, you say, how can you forget? But if you think about in the middle of a lot of work that you're done in studio and arranging, composing and performing, it might be something that you
it's a lot of there's a lot of highlights and you know, incredibly famous films from the Giallo verse, with Argento and so on, and of course Patrick, Reboot to Patrick, is currently going to be at the Melbourne International Film Festival in July, August. Did you know that there was going to be a remake?
No,
yes. Look what happens. There you go. Of course, because we do look at horror, and in particular we have looked at Giallo before, and Argento's work, but you've also worked with another great Italian director, film director, Falci. Lucio Falci, Beyond, City of Living Dead, and Zombie 2, amongst others.
In these movies, actually, I didn't compose, I just performed, because the music, the author of the music is Fabio Frizzi. But I was part of, I was making all the sounds and things. So sometimes composer is the one that makes the melody and thing. That of course the composition, the sound, the overall things, maybe it's not done by the composer, but the sounds. Of course, the sound of the musician and the thing. I participate in on these three movies from with the music of Fabio Frizzi. Yes.
So, how much influence or did you yourself have on that particular sound of those films? Artistically, how much did you put in there, do you think?
I wouldn't say right now, because again, if you think after years to something, you can identify a sound, right? That period, the sound was that sound that I was making with my keyboards, you know, this mix of a low choir and low notes. I don't think there was an influence, direct influence. Of course, we are all influenced by something we heard before. But maybe it was a chain reaction, so we were auto-influenced by ourselves. And we were just trying to keep having our sound, not forcing us to have it.
Okay, so it sounded like
it was... I was clear, maybe not.
No, it sounds like it was quite free-flowing, and you could put in your own style and that
like
sort of thing.
Like a solo,
which is great. Now, getting fast-forwarding, obviously we need to fast-forward because we don't have much time to chat to you, really, but the interesting thing is the problem was dormant for some time, but it's come back again and again, is back to the Goblin. Under that name, you worked there for a couple of years, I believe, and then obviously back in 2009 you started touring as Goblin again through Europe, in any case, I believe, and now it's New Goblin. Is it New Goblin or Goblin? How do you make that difference?
Let's say I think we can be considered Goblin, of course, but when we release albums, since we are not this is just a copyright question with the
I see. Okay.
if we release an album, we cannot be Goblin, because we are not them with them anymore. So we are an independent label. We publish ourselves, so we could not use the name Goblin to release CDs and DVD and albums. Mm. But we are recognized as Goblin, of course, like then. So we don't have problem being Goblin, playing around, but we cannot release albums.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's all that legal and copyright stuff.
Yeah, and the story of Back to the Goblin, shortly, is we put together, actually, Massimo Morante had this idea in together with other Goblin in 2004. We recorded a new album after years and years we didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And after a few years, after the release of Back to the Goblin 2005, we started playing live with them. And 2009, and in 2010, Claudio Simonetti, that wasn't in Back to the Goblin, joined the band. We had a slight change in lineup. And since 2010, we have the five that the current lineup, the one that we are touring with.
Yeah, so you're happy with that lineup? You guys all get along okay? And
yeah, you know, bands are always litigious, so you never get along 100%. But of course, we are happy. We are still together, so we didn't kill each other yet. So it's fine.
It sounds like you're too busy to do that. Yeah. Now, an interesting fact is you have a degree in computer science.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I mean, that's fantastic and so useful now. How much of that knowledge and skill base do you put in your work today, your music?
Actually, it was a little bit the opposite. I started, computer, and I started working with music, putting some lot of computer on it in the 80s.
You can
find something. But that was like custom software. I even did my own software in early 80s.
Oh,
and then
that's fantastic.
I used computer and computer science just for other stuff, even video games and things, and 3D graphics and other stuff that I like. And
okay.
I recently I tend to play manually. I'm not using computer to play, so I'm going to the opposite of the flow.
So now you've moved away from that type of thing, and you're doing more traditional.
Not totally, but I'm more in the need of playing live instruments. Actually, I was thinking in the future to go even acoustic, so play more live and less computer for music.
Okay, cool. So
we always change, so in this period I'm not using much.
Yeah, maybe in 10 years you'll get back to using that, but that's pretty revolutionary, using the computer sounds back in the 80s. Did you have any idea that that would be such innovation?
No, actually I built a card. Mm. A software for the card, for the computer.
Okay.
It was named Apple II. I don't know if people know that was a... And, either other bands used that. I think Mahavishnu Orchestra used that software in 1984 or something.
Right.
And then, of course, I didn't keep using my software in the 90s. I switched to bigger systems. I didn't have time to follow that thing.
Oh, wow, okay. And you developed some video games, too. Is that right? You did mention video games.
I did some 3D engine for video games in mid-90s, yes.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay. Right, so you've been in there. I mean, that's going to be exciting for some of our listeners who are geeks, who love games, video games. And recently we covered the history of video games and technology and... would any of your work be in there, perhaps?
Yeah, you know, it was so exciting, especially when I'm talking about the mid-90s. Computers were not very powerful, especially graphic cards. They were prehistorical compared to now.
Mm-hmm.
But starting seeing 3D real-time things was so exciting, so I wanted to work on that particular field, like a 3D first Yeah, the one that now you see, they look like movies. The beginnings were a little bit less detailed in graphics, but that was the beginning. There is always a beginning.
Yeah, no, true. And that's having a bit of a resurgence, the sort of retro look and style of video games, and also the sounds. You might have heard, of course, chip tunes.
Mm.
And how people
say it again?
Chip tunes. People making music out of the sounds of old video games and computer technology.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite exciting. It's fun.
Yeah, I never thought about that, but this square wave, that makes sense. I don't know.
Maybe sometimes.
You can think on anything, but people just invent things on top of that, always.
Yeah, and looking at your own music now, I believe that you fairly recently have done some solo work yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's an album. The title is A Creature from a Drawer.
Oh.
It's basically a collection of songs that I, in the year I composed.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, I said, okay, I had to put everything together because there are too many, otherwise I'll never do this.
Yes.
And I just packaged them, and I rearranged them, and I worked a couple of years on this album. And not forcing me to be any specific genre.
Okay.
So you can find a bit of horror, a bit of jazz, a bit of avant-garde, a bit of anything.
Mm.
And at the end, I wanted to be happy myself with my album, and I am. And people are happy too. So I decided that it was time to do something my first solo album. Yeah.
Oh, your first one. Oh, okay. Why did you wait so long to do a solo? Was there any reason?
I don't know. Just because I didn't think before doing that. I don't know. I went. There's not anything that clicked this idea. Mm. One day I said, "Okay, let's put together something and release my solo album."
Right. Mm. Well, it's great to be able to. And can people find this album online or?
Yeah, actually,
iTunes?
There is a website that is okay. Mm-hmm. The name is complicated, unfortunately. It's creaturesfromadrawer.com.
Uh-huh. A drawer or that drawing?
Drawer, like a...
Oh, a drawer. Oh.
Chest, like
yep. Dot com. Okay. So people can look it up there.
Of course, you can find the link even on my own website. It's Maurizio Guarini, MaurizioGuarini .com.
Yep.
And there is a link of this.
Oh.
And on the online store that where we sell even the Goblin release.
Okay, cool.
backtothefood.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's the online store, and it's available there.
Oh.
I decide just to go through online distribution, not to the store distribution, of course.
Yeah, well, it gets everything out there more, and more people do go onto the net now, I think, more than ever now. So
yeah, and it's there.
Yeah.
It's even on other websites, like on Bandcamp, you can find it.
Okay, cool. We'll put those links there.
Yeah,
I'll do that
Facebook
today.
Special Facebook page as well, yeah.
Yeah, oh, good, Facebook page too. Got to have those now. Otherwise you don't exist, sort of thing. Now, when you come here to Melbourne, what can people expect on the 14th of July at the Billboard? What will you be, any ideas what you'll be playing?
Mm-hmm. I hope a good and strong exchange of energy with us on the stage.
Cool.
And lots of fun and a lot of emotions. That what the music should be about, right?
Mm, exactly.
And we need audience. We need to tie with people, because that's the real goal for a musician is playing live and exchange these emotions.
Yeah. Well, the images.
So we respect a good
A good turnout.
Something really good.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's a great venue. And July the 14th, it's a good date too, I think. It's easy to remember. But we're certainly looking forward to seeing you guys here again. This time, last time, I think the town hall was very, very packed. It was hard to get into, but it just looked extraordinary what I saw on YouTube.
Yeah, they had to actually open additional sections because it was... I remember, last time it was summer, now it's winter.
Yes.
Heavy dressed. Heavy? No, it's not a cold winter.
You won't need so many clothes. You'll be busy.
Yeah, of course.
Playing music, and that's what you do best. Well, I don't want to keep you too much longer, but certainly, Maurizio, it's been really wonderful speaking to you. You're an icon to people who are very passionate about soundtracks to, you know, thrillers and horror films from Italy, from Italia, and from the Giallo-verse and Argento films and Fulci films. So it is an honor to speak to you today.
Okay, thank you for calling me anyway, and I hope to see you in Melbourne. Don't stay away from the amplifier of the guitar players, always.
Okay.
I don't
you
know,
watch
it depends on the sound engineer down. If you bring your earplugs, it will be anyway a good decision, you never know.
Yeah. How's your hearing after all this time? I know it's a crazy question.
Hearing?
Yeah.
I think all musicians become deaf after a while, sort of. Not really. Yeah, playing loud and it's not good for your ear, but what can we do? This is our job. And
yeah, true. It's part of the job, part of the work description. Now, just before you go, I wondered if I could ask you really, it's a crazy question, but if you had to choose, what would be your favorite movie that you've worked with the soundtrack? What are you most proud of at this stage?
Nothing to do with Goblin, you mean, right? In general.
In general, yeah.
It would be 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Very old, I think in 1969.
Yes.
I think it's one of the best movies ever, in my opinion.
Yeah. And the sounds, effects, and the music is beautiful, too.
Yeah, that was, of course, it's not true, but it's not possible, but you said a crazy question, I said, and so, yeah, that may be something that I would like to have done, but I didn't.
Oh, well, hey, you guys, maybe if they ever do a remake, who knows?
Oh, you never know, everything can happen.
It does seem to happen, doesn't it? Thank you.
Hi, I'm Maurizio Guarini, keyboard player of Goblin. You are listening to Sci-Fi Scream at 94.9.
Thank you so much for that, Maurizio. Look, I really appreciate that, Maurizio Guarini. Thank you. Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao.
Real life is scarier than anything we can dream of, and we dream such frightening things. Sci-Fi and Scream, be afraid, be very afraid, on Joy 94.9.